But that was just the beginning for me, because I know what to think now. The Tao taught me how to think small instead of think big, to think in the moment, to think flexible, to find God in nature, to trust your nature, to look at water and observe and notice that the most powerful substance on the planet is also the softest. And if you want to get a hold of water and you try to grasp it and get a hold of it, it will always elude you. But when you just let go and put your hand in it, you'll get to experience it. And if you let this water just flow over the hardest substance on the planet, eventually it will wear it away. To become that way, to practice radical humility, to get down low. The ocean is the strongest force on the planet because it stays low, and all of the rivers and the streams doing all of their fighting all end up back here in the lowest place, below. And it teaches us how to be great leaders and great parents and great human beings. It's a brilliant compilation. But beyond that, what I really wanted to write about, and again, this is part of a calling. It's just a calling. It's very difficult to explain this calling business, but when you start to feel it, see, most of you feel it. You came here, some of you came here to be great artists. Some of you came here to be great writers. Some of you came here to take care of a child that perhaps is homeless in China to bring into your home. Some of you came here to treat animals in a certain way. You feel it, you know it. You have it. It's within you. It's in each and every one of us. It's in every one of us. It's a great song. It's to be wise. But you know what? Most of us don't know how to change the way we've been thinking for a lifetime. That ego development that we've had foisted upon us by well-meaning parents usually, and well-meaning grandparents, and their parents, and their grandparents, and going back to Genghis Khan or wherever, just, but it's all been ego development. And we've been trained in a certain way about how to think. And we're trying to change the way we think that has been conditioned in us is one of the more difficult things for us. So I ask Lao Tzu in this beautiful painting that sits in my writing space that speaks to me every day and allows me to write without notes and to speak without notes. I ask if I could do that, if I could teach people how to get rid of the explanations that they have for why their life isn't working the way they would like it to work. And these are called excuses. And I know now in my heart, and I'm going to try to give it to you before I turn this microphone over to someone else, how to go about taking these lifetime thinking habits that we have and to get them shifted out of our life completely. And it is my knowing inside that it is part of my dharma to teach this before I leave. And also to give people a way of realigning themselves. You see, every excuse that you ever make in your life for why your life isn't working at the level you would like it to work at, or why you haven't attracted into your life what you would like to have, or why you don't have the prosperity or the health or whatever it is that you would like to have, every excuse is a misalignment. Because remember what I said at the opening, that I'm just trying, like Einstein, I'm just trying to learn how to think like God thinks. And I do think like that a lot. Like, how does this source of being, how does it think? Since I came from it, why can't I think that way? And as I get better and better at thinking that way, you align yourself, because God doesn't use excuses. God doesn't say, you know, I'm just old. I've been doing this a long time. I'm tired. You know, this is too much for me. God doesn't say, this is very difficult. This business of creation, or creating all the time. There's mosquitoes, and there's flies, and there's, you know, there's bugs, and there's oceans, and there's flowers, and there's a million different kinds. Nothing like that is going on. Our source of energy doesn't ever use excuses. We want to elevate our consciousness so that we're aligned in such a way that we think in those kinds of ways. And excuses are evidence that we haven't been doing that. An excuse that you use for why your life isn't working that way is evidence that you've been contemplating what you can't have, or what you can't do, or what's missing, or what's wrong.